Welcome back to The Art of Money with Art McPherson. My name is Michelle Wright. You're listening to 1240 and 1350 AM WMMB, where the Space Coast talks. Let me give you the phone number. It's 321-253-2016. And right there, that's enough. That's from Reba McEntire's latest CD, Love Somebody. And believe it or not, we are excited and proud to welcome a woman whose country music career spans 4 decades. Now, we recently caught up with Reba as she's promoting her new CD, Love Somebody. And, you know, not to mention her success on TV, Broadway. She's got a clothing line at Dillard's. She is back with this first album in 5 years. It is entitled Love Somebody. This is the interview we got to talk with Reba a little bit and asked her, okay, Reba, after a 5-year break, what made you decide to start recording new music again?
I was kind of in between television and music, and I was taking a walk one day, and I got an idea to sing a song called Pray for Peace. I wrote it, and we came in and recorded it. And then I went out to eat dinner, and Arvel and I did with Scott and Sandy, Borchetta. And Scott said, how would you like to come back in and let's do some more music? And I said, well, I would love to, because, you know, it was just really exciting to get back in the studio. I love it. It's kind of like riding a bicycle. Once you've done it, you know, you get back in there and you just start singing. And just had a blast. I just wish it never ended. I just love the process of recording.
Reba, tell us about the new song that's getting a lot of buzz enough. Your duet with Jennifer Nettles from the group Sugarland.
Well, I found this song and I heard it, and it was just like, in my mind, just a whirlwind of who could I get to sing this song with me. It's a female duet. And Jennifer Nettles, I've always been a huge fan of hers. We're good friends. And she came in to this studio and belted this out. And we were in there talking about, you know, who would sing the lead, who would sing harmony. And she said, now, if you want to sing the harmony, you just tell me and I'll switch to lead. And I said, well, we'll just play around with it. We got in here singing. And she hit those high notes, open voice, not falsetto. And I'm like, Lord, she has the most beautiful voice and the largest range. I was floored. And James Stroud was the producer on that song. And his eyebrows just went up. I'm so proud of her. And I'm so thrilled to get to share this song with her.
Reba, you've had your own experience on Broadway with Annie Get Your Gun. Have you ever had a time where you really didn't want to go on stage?
No, I complained. And then one time I was playing a show and I was tired and I was like, oh my gosh, here we are again. And my cousin Paula was with me. She said, well, if you don't like it, won't you just quit? I didn't mean I wanted to quit. I was just venting. That's all you're supposed to be doing is listening to me. She said, okay, I get it. But no, I never wanted to quit. Never. I love this.
Reba, all of the songs that you've recorded and also played live, which one's your favorite?
You know, Fancy will always be my favorite. I loved that song when Bobby Gentry had it out in 1969. And I would play it at clubs and bars and stuff. And they'd say, Reba, we can't dance to that. And I said, well, sit down and listen to it then. Because I'm dang sure going to sing it.
We are so excited to be talking with country music superstar Reba McEntire here on the Art of Money radio show. Now, Reba, your husband, Narvel Blackstock, is also your manager. And he manages Kelly Clarkson, who is also your daughter-in-law, keeping that all in the family. She was also the first American Idol winner. So here's the question. Did you watch her on American Idol?
No. No, we heard that she was from Burleson, Texas, that this girl was really, really talented. And we were like, Burleson, Texas? That's where Narvel's from. And so all the kids went to school there. You know, my stepchildren went to school at Burleson, and she was a huge fan of me. And so at the finale, after she won, they said, well, whoever wins, you can pick your idol to come sing with you. And so that's the first time I ever met her, is when I sang on the finale of the 2002, when it finally came around, first season of American Idol.
2002. Wow.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long, does it, Michelle?
It certainly doesn't, man. Wow.
Reba, you're one of the biggest artists in country music history. Do you ever think about the number of lives you've affected in terms of jobs and growth opportunities, all the people that have been around you as you've had success in your career?
Oh, wow. You know, that's a pretty heavy thing to think about. And when I did get the opportunity to do a small part in the movie Titanic, I was going to play Molly Brown. And I got the role. James Cameron gave me the role. And then they had to move the month that I was going to be in the movie. They moved it several times. Well, I had 100 people on the road, and then we were changing arena venues. And so I said, guys, I'm going to have to back out. I've got way too many people here that I'm responsible for. You know, that's that's their paycheck right there. And if we don't have these concerts, they're not going to get a paycheck. So I backed out of that movie for them. But it was the right thing to do because they're my family. And they take good care of me, and I try to take good care of them too.
Absolutely. Well, here at McPherson Financial Group, we believe that retirement planning isn't one size that fits all, you know, kind of the cookie cutter approach. People need individual attention because everybody's situation is different, and it deserves and requires a unique approach to make sure their retirement dreams have become a reality. You kind of take the same approach with your business, right?
Well, I did that back in when I moved to Nashville in 88. I wanted to have my own publishing, my own promoting, my booking agency, everything in-house. That way I felt that I had that individual attention because I'm the third of four kids, and I didn't get that individual attention, so I wanted it really bad. And so it worked out really well for me. Nowadays, since I've been doing Broadway and then television since 2001, things have kind of gone to where the publicity is at the record label and the booking agency is now at a booking agency instead of here at Starstruck. But in the 90s, that's the way it was because I wanted that individual attention, and having the creativity under one roof was really important too.
Sure. Well, you've been very successful, Reba, and you kind of came from humble beginnings. You didn't start out with a whole lot. What does having money and all the resources you have available now mean to you?
You know, I never in my life felt broke. Mom and Daddy went broke many times in the cattle business. And Mama would say that Daddy wore out many pencils trying to figure out how to get back in the business. And he had a lot of good bankers that helped him and backed him. But all my life, I never felt like I was ever broken. I never went a day without having a meal. So if you have food, you're a very rich person. I had a family who supported me and loved me. So to have money, it allows me to do more extravagant things, but it doesn't. It's not the thing that makes me rich. Family, friends, my health, my relationship with God, that's what makes me rich.
That's a very nice and wonderful perspective, Reba. Matter of fact, it's very refreshing to hear you say that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Let's fast forward 10 to 15 years. Uh-huh. You've done so much for your fans. You've touched so many people all over the world with your music and with your career. What's important to you, and how would you like to be remembered?
Well, that's very sweet of you. I'd like to be remembered that she loved life, wanted to have fun in everything she did, which I do. I do love life. I like to go on vacation, but I like to come back and work too because my job is really a lot of fun.
Well, that's a woman after my own heart right there. Really enjoying her job, loving to go on vacation. Now, speaking of loving, Reba, I want to thank you, and I want to wish you all the best with your new CD. It is entitled Love Somebody.
Well, I hope they enjoy the new music. We're really excited about it. Like I said earlier, everybody wants to be loved and accepted, so it makes me feel real good that everybody is responding the way they are to the music.
Reba McEntire, everyone, please go out, get a copy of her new CD, Love Somebody. But let me tell you this, for the first few people who call in and request a CD and set an appointment with Art and the team at McPherson Financial, you will get a copy of Reba McEntire's latest CD, her first CD in 5 years. It's entitled Love Somebody. Let me go ahead and give you that phone number. 850-250-0900. That's 850-250-0900. Art, really great to have Reba on the show. And I wanted to ask you a quick question because she mentioned about the way that she would like to be remembered and what makes her rich. And so I wanted to ask you, what do you find that your clients want to be remembered for or leave a legacy about? And how do they feel rich when they come in?
Well, very seldom, Michelle, is it a discussion about status, you know, being viewed by a certain way in society or having, you know, this as my net worth or, you know, it's not any of that. It's taking care of their kids, taking care of their grandkids, making sure maybe a family farm is able to pass down and the kids aren't forced to sell it. Or maybe it's making sure that the family business can be transitioned to the younger generation and not have it end. And, you know, just those are the things that we find most important to people. It's not really a money issue, just like Reba said. It has much more to do with maybe leaving a tradition, or, you know, just really leaving that legacy, those important issues that have been really important to their family.
So let me go ahead, give you the phone number so you can call Art and the team at McPherson Financial Group. And also ask about receiving a copy of Reba McEntire's latest CD, Love Somebody. That number, 850-250-0900. That's 850-250-0900. Now stay tuned, because coming up next on The Art of Money with Art McPherson, we're going to be talking about tax-free retirement and what Patrick Kelly has to say about that. That's on the way next.